Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Thanks.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Extra bits.
Coming up in the podcast, you're going to hear how Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles reacted to being told what to do by a kid.
Mm.
And also how you can make sure that your kid's doing the same.
Yeah.
But
he's a great guy.
He's a ripper, isn't
and
he?
And he's got beautiful fantastic feet, can yeah I just say.
Does he? Oh, because he always comes in Birks,
yeah,
doesn't he?
And he was talking to us today and I found myself admiring his feet and I was thinking, I think I've got a foot fetish.
Oh, okay.
You never knew until you saw Oscar's feet.
I think so.
You know what, though? It's certain people. Sorry, Kerry. It's certain people. I think it's because he's healthy. Like, I was looking today at his skin. And I used to say this about Matt Prittis, the footballer. When Matt came in, it's like there was a glow that came off him. I don't know what he put in his body. He must have eaten nothing but healthy goodness because he had great hair, really shiny, beautiful skin.
Google him at Prettices.
He had lovely nails. Like, you know when you just see a person and you go, they're a picture of health?
Yeah.
That's and what was going on for him.
Not anyone working in breakfast
right now. No.
No.
God.
I mean, Karen looked so fresh at the beginning.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I know I've changed now. Look at the wrinkles on under my eyes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
What's happening in Extra Bits today, guys? This is a part of the podcast where we just shower you listening with something extra.
I think we could stay on the foot finish. No.
Well, we can explore.
Oh, I thought you guys would take a bite out of that one.
No, well, Matt does because Matt's got a foot finish.
Oh, I've got a toe.
That's why he jumped on.
Do you really?
Oh, absolutely.
So explain it to me. What is it about feet?
Describe a sexy foot. What is a sexy foot to you?
Oh, well, look, I mean, that's an individual thing.
Of course.
But I do like feet and I really honestly can take it back. I remember what my father had some playing cards that these days would be considered quite lame, really, quite tame. They were naked playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one girl who, and we're talking like big 50s, 60s hair, like, you know, but, and she was sort of sitting on her side.
That was downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. There wasn't a lot of waxing going on in those days. And her feet were sort of out the back and they were a bit dirty, a bit grubby.
Okay.
Oh.
And I remember I was drawn to that card all the time. I wasn't sure why in those days. But I do. I like feet
that
a lot.
Sort of explains a few things because I've known that you have liked feet for since I've known you.
Mm.
But also it has surprised me because you don't take care of your own feet.
Well, I don't find my own feet attractive. No.
I like feet in a really nice heel. Like like a really classy strap. If you get one of those, I'm there.
Okay,
wow. So mine's much more rustic than that.
Yeah,
I like the farm girl.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're really
I think we've all got a form of foot fetish.
Speak for yourselves. Yeah. I don't even want to touch my own. I'm not interested.
Okay, so
in
you
feet
hate it, Carrot?
Yeah. No, feet are not for me. And I hate it when people touch my feet and I don't like touching other people's feet.
I love playing with my partner's feet.
There is nothing more disgusting than I used to sit in here and Claire and Matt used to sometimes do it as a joke because I can't stand it when people touch their feet and like touching your feet in any way just makes me like, what? And so they'd touch their feet and then I'd be like, you have to go wash your hands. Like, I can't understand how anyone. And they'd just massage their toes and the gaps between their toes. And just seeing people touch their feet makes me wretch.
I mean, I don't look at feet and go, oh my God, that's disgusting. But I'm just like, that doesn't appeal to me, not in any like way that I would find attractive.
I'm looking at Carrot's feet now in Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
I need to change my underwear.
You have nice, it's
not
have
a
nice
bad
feet
foot.
He's got a
thank
good
you
foot.
It's not a bad foot. And of course, we know that, you know, from previous times that you've got lovely
feet. You've got a beautiful
feet
foot.
We've got a beautiful foot.
Yeah.
Really nice feet foot.
Oh, they're great feet.
We put him on OnlyFans. We were surprised that he didn't get as much interest as we thought.
We didn't hit it hard enough.
No, because as I said to you the other week, that chick who put her feet through the cake is making a lot of money.
I don't get all that stuff, all that kind of
that's
like
a bit too far.
Just you know, just for the sake of it, here's my foot really close to camera.
What if she's a farm girl putting her foot through
a bale of hay?
Anyway, did you have any?
I love that we spent this long talking about foot fetishes.
Well, I did have other things, but this is good fun.
We were going to talk about cheesecake, but you guys.
Oh, what?
Feet where you go. It's cool.
Well, speaking of cake.
No, I don't think it really matters. It was about the 3D printing of cheesecake. We're basically running out of jobs, guys. There's not going to be a job for anybody.
That's right. I saw
because
this.
Because the engineers at Columbia University have developed a 3D printing machine to make and cook, assemble and cook cheesecake. And the thing that's cool about it is, I mean, I think it's weird because I don't like robots taking over. But what is cool is that every slice can be completely different with different flavors and textures within it. Because they're making it in layers, they can make any layer whatever you want. So you can have lots and lots of different flavors or lots of different textures within the one piece.
So many questions.
I fucking love this. I love this so much. I want one in my house now.
But what's the ingredients they're using to make?
They're using the same ingredients you would use. Yeah. There's nothing synthetic. It's just they're being installed in a cartridge, which is going into the printer, which is then printing out the layers of
like a plastic bag.
Do you think that at the massive factory of Sara Lee that they're sitting there homemade with women in aprons just whipping up cheesecake? Are you kidding me?
That's you remember coming out of a making machine, my man. Cake.
You guys won't remember the Sara Lee ad with the lovely little Danish woman on it, but she used to talk like that.
Oh. Sara Lee bakes the cakes with fresh butter.
If I'd watched that ad, I would want to eat the cake.
And you roll it and roll it and roll it again. Layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah. Our boss Erica.
He locked eyes with me as he did that.
Our boss Erica said that
then
someone
she fills it with fresh kinds of apples, cherries, berries, and blueberries.
You know the ad verbatim, look at that. Our boss Erica said that there's someone in the office who has a 3D printer. And so I was gonna approach you guys and say, could we approach him and choose one thing as a team for him to print out for us?
Do 3D printers work that way? Is that like me just going up to our standard cartridge toner in one of our printers and stuffing it with cake gear? Like,
give it a go. Well, they don't fucking work anyway, so you might as well give it a go.
Oh, God.
That printer gives me the shit.
It is a load
all
of shit,
them
isn't it?
Are horrible. We have like four printers on this floor, and every single one of them is complete rubbish.
I mean, honestly,
and Rami's lost his marbles again. That's 2 days in a row on this podcast.
That's because is this day two of Rami done? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I've just got an image of Kimber shoving cake into Matt's printer that doesn't.
Fuck, mate. You're cooked. You're absolutely cooked. Yeah. You need sleep. And you need
he needs
stuff.
Food, but he's all right.
Food
it's,
and
he's
things.
Really hot.
Oh, you're great. Take that fucking jacket off, then.
Too much swearing in this podcast.
God. I'll take that as a no for the 3D printer, then.
No, I'm down with it.
Okay. Serious question, though. Sorry about that, guys.
I love the idea, but I know nothing about printers and whether that's how they work.
Well, I mean, it's the same principle, right? Whatever the ink that's been squirted out of the jet. They've just created a system that can deal with more,
more squirt.
More squirt. Yeah.
But like, more squirt.
That's not like.
Literally it.
A bit like what Kimber touched on.
Shut up.
Stop talking.
What else is in the podcast?
What else is in the podcast? Thank you, Kimber.
Oh, we've got Oscar Allen, as you said. Yes. That's fantastic. Yes. We talked about if you've received someone else's photo, like back in the old day when you used to develop them.
Yeah.
And go, this isn't for me, but hello.
Bloke. Saw his mate's fishing rod, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, didn't he? What's that?
Too old to care. I heard stories of people where you just sort of see your parents or your grandies and stuff get to an age where they just don't give a flying.
Kimber, I'm sad you didn't come to me on that one because I'm there. Yeah. I'm at that spot.
I didn't want to put you in that box, though.
And I respect
though.
That.
I mean, you know, we've
got
these.
You still need to be young and funky looking.
Well, we've got these two young.
Yeah, but quite frankly, I am there.
Yeah,
Matt gave us a great What a Week and really fantastic. Has put Alanis in a place that irony is not what she thinks it is.
No. All right, well, there you go.
That's enough.
Great.
That's all coming up. Enjoy have it. A podcast
Enjoy.
And have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I was at Mum and Dad's the other night for tea and I had a moment where I was just watching my dad. He is fun to watch occasionally, actually, the things that he's doing.
Your parents
these days.
Are very entertaining.
They're very, very entertaining people. But Dad more so for just a moment I had where I'm like, not that I want to wish it on too quickly, but goodness me, it must be freeing to get to an age where you can just happily not care.
Yeah, just giving up on stuff.
Yeah, I want to hear stories about too old to care anymore. You've seen your parents do it, maybe your grandparents, and it reminded me of a meme, it's one of my favourites, where you see a bloke... And he's in front of the stove and he's frying something. And he's shielding himself because he's a young guy and it's probably the first time he's ever fried something. He almost throws the piece of fish over at the thing. Doesn't want to get too close to the splatter. Then he's his dad, inverted commas, gets a bit closer. He's fine. Then he's his granddad, and he's basically dipping his hands in the hot oil. Not a problem.
Flipping his fingers.
Right? And that's the thing. Like, it's like you get to an age where it's just like, ah, doesn't matter. I'll be right. And dad was the same. So we're sitting there. We're having tea. He's got his chicken cutlet, and he's grabbed the aioli, and he's just gone all over the top of it, right? Smearing it. Dad, can I have the aioli, please? I was going to, a little bit, passes it over, and I look at it, and I check the date, because I know that, you know, with your parents, there's a fair chance a lot of the stuff they have in their cupboards and fridges.
The condiments have been there since when you moved out.
Right. And I looked at it, and I was like, Dad, this expired 6 months ago. And he looked up at him, and he goes, eh, and just hoed in.
6 months is solid.
Not a problem.
I think I've got salad dressing in my fridge. It's at least 2 years.
Oh, it's that thing, right? Like, I would throw it out. And we would have the conversation in our household where this can't be in the fridge. What if one of the kids gets it and they get sick or something like that?
Or at the very least, if you put it all over your food, you go, oh, no. Like, you know, I it's one thing it's sitting in the fridge, but when you discover it's all over your food.
But over 62 years, you probably just get to a stage by that point where you just go, you know what? I've seen enough in my life and I've probably got that many bugs and bacteria in my system anyway, where whatever's already sitting in my gut is going to kill whatever's going to happen to me here.
And also probably not the first time he's done it. And you just get more confidence as you get older. You'd be like, oh, I've done that a few times and I remember surviving that one. So 6 months out, he's fine.
I saw my nonno, right? My grandfather. Yeah. He had a shed full of crap, just stuff. And I saw him go to something with a hammer and he'd plucked out just a rusty nail, hitting into some wood and stuff like that. And he somehow put this nail through his thumb.
Yep.
Rusted, right? Now, that is, nonno, you got to go to hospital.
You should probably go and see someone for tetanus shot,
right? He just plucked it out. Just went, doesn't matter. I'll be fine. I've seen worse, right? I'd like to hear about the moments where you've seen your folks, maybe your grandparents or something like that, where you've just seen them do something where you know they're just too old to care anymore. We've got, we were going to go to Michelle in Thornley in just a moment as soon as producer Rami lets me. Thank you, producer Rami. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, great to hear from you.
My dad's a knucklehead. My brother and I were staying with my dad, and his dog was on medications for surgery, and he couldn't get his dog to have the medicine, so he used to just mix. Still wouldn't eat it. So my brother got Dad's electric pepper grinder and just chock-a-block filled it with Schmackos. And because his dog loves Schmacko, so he would sprinkle that on the dog's food, and he'd eat his food with his medicine. Mm. Well, the next morning, Dad gets up and he makes bacon and eggs and toast and baked beans, the whole lot, and he loves his pepper. And he got the wrong pepper grinder, and he just coated his breakfast in the ground up Schmackos. It was just so much of it. And we're saying, Dad, that's the Schmackos. He says, oh, well, I've already cooked it. I'm going to eat it. It's all right. I just might drag my ass on the ground for a while.
Dad goes wacko for Schmackos. I love it. Oh, wow. Evan in Doubleview, too old to care. The stories that we're talking about this morning. Tell us about your dad on the fishing trip.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Good morning.
How are you, Evan? What happened?
Yeah, good, thanks. No, it was a fishing trip a few years ago now. It's on a boat. And Dad's got his favourite bait knife chopping up bait, and he's fishing on the side, and he knocked his arm, I think, and took a skin flap, lifted a bit of skin flap off his arm. So he just pulls his bait knife up off the table and just takes off the bit of skin flap and then licks the old thumb and rubs it a few times. That'll be all right.
Which is that good sanitary thing. You're like, you've got fish everywhere and you're like, oh, but just rub it a bit. Oh, yuck.
The salt water of the ocean. Jump in the water. The salt water will clean it out. That's fine.
I just saw him like slicing it off the way that someone eats an apple, you know, they peel an apple like that. Yuck.
It's amazing. But again, the freedom just to go, Beth in Vivash. Too old to care anymore. Tell us what happened.
Well, my mum was always brought up to be very prim and proper, and she would never let anyone hear her pass wind.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 94 and she's quite deaf. And she walks around going, but she thinks no one can hear her because she can't hear it.
She thinks she's delivering some silent ones.
Yeah, she would be mortified if she knew people could hear her.
I love that you're all letting her live that dream. That's so sweet. What a week, what a week, what a
week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah. Yep. Time to wrap the week that was, and what a week it has been, Perth.
What have we had this week?
We had our AFL teams are crap. City of Stirling doesn't like beggars. Oh. Mark McGowan McScrooge doesn't like public holidays. Mm-hmm. Lizzo's coming. TK Maxx is coming. Nuclear subs are coming. And at 92 years old, apparently Rupert Murdoch is too. But whatever else happens, we finally are getting a wave park. And I've said it all to our money in the music superstar, Alanis Morissette.
An old man turned 92. Getting married for the fifth time. It's Rupert Murdoch, but that you knew. Some nuclear subs will soon glamorize the South. Nothing sexier than becoming a target for thermonuclear world war. It sounds idiotic, don't you think? It might rain. Won't that be quite strange to see gray clouds heading over our way? A big wave park, putting Perth on the map. Let's hope it's not another Atlantis.
And I don't think Mark McGowan's cool, because he won't give us another day off work or off school. Doesn't he realize we have a new king? To have his head on our money, surely we should get something.
Our two AFL teams, they didn't play real great. Just hope they improve before it all gets too late. Soon we'll see Lizzo, TK Maxx for sensible jeans. And in the city of Stirling, won't get your windscreen squidgy cleaned. But it might rain. Won't that be quite strange to see grey clouds heading over our way? A big wave park, putting Perth on the map. Let's hope it's not another Atlantis.
Game day is made electric this footy season at Crown.
Alan, unbelievable!
And right now, with Pete, Matt and Kimba, it's our very own West Coast Eagle.
Can you believe this?
Please welcome Oscar Allen.
Tough start to round one, mate, but it was a valiant effort against North Melbourne. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, you're right. It was a tough start. I probably thought we let an opportunity slip. We probably didn't play as well as we could have, but that's the way footy works. And another game, another week. So looking forward to GWS on Sunday.
Well, you waited so long to get out there, so we know you would have been disappointed with the way it played out. But does the game already feel like it's changing? We're one, you know, one match in, essentially, one round, but it's already going, is this going to be the same as last season? Footy just keeps evolving.
Yeah, it's different every time I watch it. Like, I think the first round was a great example where Thursday night was a really high-intensity game, and I think the final score was 58 all. Mm-hmm. And then the next game was very similar high-intensity, and the score was 130 to 100 or something like that. So the way that the scoring's working is really interesting, and the way that the best teams are playing the game, it's just in such a contested manner that it definitely wasn't like that probably 3 or 4 years ago, which is exciting. The game's developing and it always continues to develop, so we just got to catch up to it.
It'd been a while since you'd stepped out onto the field in a, you know, competitively, right? In an actual game. You kicked a couple of goals, which is great. How did it feel?
The funny thing was that for the first half, I was actually really struggling to see because of the lights, and it's something that you're not used to, but we played at Etihad, or if you play a night game, and the lights are obviously incredibly bright, so everyone can see the ball and each other, but I kept on losing the ball in the eye line.
Because you get that purple spots in your eyes.
Yeah.
Like when you're staring at the lights.
Yeah, well, when you play at Etihad, because the roof's closed, the eye line of the lights is not that much higher than the top of the goal. So when you're looking for a high ball, so it actually took a little bit of time to adjust to that, which isn't something I was expecting, but And also the speed of the game. Like, there's no time to think about what you're doing. Yeah. You're just always reacting on instinct. So definitely will be better for the run and one out the way, and hopefully a lot more to come.
What do you think the grass is going to be like on Sunday? Are we worried after the concert, after Ed Sheeran came and, you know, everything changed? Are you going to be all right out there?
Yeah, I'll be having a close look to see what the game looks like on Saturday. I think something came out that the Freo boys might be able to get out there today and have a little bit of a run. So hopefully we'll be able to get the same, but I'm not too sure about that.
Does it make you go, did you go out nervous? Because obviously if the oval's not quite right, there's higher risk of injury, right?
Oh, supposedly, but I'm more worried about too many other things than I'm playing footy to be worried about the oval too. I think the groundskeepers do a terrific job. They work as hard as they can and they haven't booked all these concerts. It's something that's great. My partner went, my family went to Ed Sheeran, they loved it, so it's not something we're ever going to complain like, about.
I've heard so many, there's so, no one cares. Everyone's like, don't blame Ed. This
Ed Sheeran was
good.
Amazing. Ed's amazing. It was fantastic. Sorry, football, but Ed Sheeran was incredible.
Exactly
I've never
right.
I've heard anything Trump football ever.
Yeah, well, when I was talking to, I think my girlfriend brought it up the other night, she goes, why does everyone care? Ed Sheeran pulled 75,000. You guys can't do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, we can't.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah, fair whack.
Who needs a little pump up when you've got a missus like yours, right? Yeah. Which we'll get to in just a moment. But I just want to touch on something. I think this is really exciting, and it's definitely a reason to get to the game against GWS early. And that is some special guys are going to be lining up in a curtain raiser on Sunday, including Ben Cousins, who hasn't been seen in Eagles colours for 15 years. It's the Owls, older, wiser, larger, slower squad of retired players, and they're going up in a scratch match against ex-players' children.
One of the great acronyms, the Owls.
The Owls.
Yeah, I remember when I first got to the club, they played more commonly before the game, and I think just with the nature of COVID in the last couple of years, they haven't really wanted curtain raiser games or other people on the field, but it's really exciting, and as you said, some of the old players are in a really good space at the moment, and that's something we're pretty proud of as a footy club, so excited to see them and hopefully have a win and celebrate with them afterwards.
If they're playing ex-players' kids, are those kids actually also playing football of any, or is it just kind of they're just calling them up like they'd call me up and I go, I'm not prepared for this. What are you talking about?
I've got no skills. It's the West Coast Eagles second generation academy, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
So
can play the game.
Yeah. Is that random? Just like, come on, you're up. Oh God, I'm doing a shift. What?
Obviously, bit of a tough start to round one. And we've started getting little pump ups for you and the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, Justin Longmuir. It's some constructive feedback from the kids of Perth.
I love it.
Passionate all about right. the game, and they love you guys, so they really want to get behind you.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go, mate. It's time for your little pump up. So what we've done is we've asked the kids of Perth, little footy fans, through mum and dad's permission, of course, to head to mix.com.au and register and send either yourself or the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, Justin Longmuir, a little message to get you pumped up for the weekend.
I love it. I love it. I saw the JL one the other day, so I'm excited to see what I've got coming for me.
Good. Look, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pumped up do you feel right now before you hear this pump up message?
I'm about a 5 or a 6. So if I could get nudged to that 7 or 8, I reckon I'll be ready to go by Sunday.
All right. Here we go. Oscar Allen, here is your little pump up.
Hey, Oscar. It's Hayley and Caitlin. Tough start in round one, but I believe you can bounce back and win it for the Eagles.
As long as you guys rebound off defence, link up through the midfield.
Bang, kick a bag, Oscar.
Yeah.
Bang, kick a bag, Oscar.
I love it. That is the direct feedback and direct response I need. Let's do it.
Yeah, have we hit that 7? Are we there? Are we an 8?
We're there. I just love the start, the tough start, and then I just hear them both giggling in the background. It's like, oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, it was a tough start.
That's how it's done. We would love to hear your little pump-ups. Get your kids involved. Head to mix.com.au and register there with a little video for Oscar Allen or Justin Longmuir for the West Coast Eagles. Good luck against GWS this weekend.
Kick a bag.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I saw something on Reddit that I thought to myself, oh, you're a bit brave, because someone said, I just found a random roll of film and I thought I'll go and get it developed.
Oh,
yeah, it's been a long time
since
there's been rolls of film lying around. I know plenty of photographers and lots of people might still get those disposable cameras and stuff.
So I'm 37, mm-hmm. I'm 38 this year, and I'm still old enough, young enough, whatever, to remember going with mum and dad to the place where you'd have to go and get them developed. And it was a place specifically for that. And they'd rock up with like 15 rolls. and get them developed. Then you'd come back an hour later and here you go, here's your photos.
Yeah, and occasionally you'd get the photos back and you'd get them home and you'd go, these aren't our photos. And you'd be like, hang on a second. What? Hang on. Maybe you don't want to go through those photos. I'm someone who might not want to see. I'm not that voyeuristic.
Oh, there is so many. I would absolutely go through them. I'm sorry. I'd have to have a look.
I thought this person was a bit brave going, look, I've had this roll of film process. So then they've gone on Reddit and they've gone, here's three photos from the roll of film I found.
Mm.
If these are anybody that you know, tell them I've got their photos. Right now. And they're quite funny. There's just like this dude here, like just laying on an escalator
at
an airport.
Okay, yes.
And then like this weird
photo.
What's he just
wearing?
A whole group of family there. And then someone's wedding.
That's classic.
He's put these photos. What was hilarious is everybody's gone on and started weighing in going, oh, that's a backpack from the Tourism Australia campaign in 1990. So I think that is a 90s photo. Someone else went, oh, yeah, this is the Sydney airport because I recognise that old escalator. And someone eventually, it got shared a bunch of times, thousands and thousands of times, and then someone finally turned up and went, that's my wedding pic.
No.
He said, that is my wedding photo. And he said, the third photo is a photo from my wedding. You're creeping me out how much detail you picked up. Because people started going, oh, you can tell what religion that is because the person marrying them is dressed in this and this. I mean, the internet broke it down.
Well, this is what the internet does.
Yeah. What was really unfortunate is that he said, I'm not with there anymore. That's they're my ex-wife's relatives.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, that's so sad.
But I was like, I just wanted to know if you've ever received someone else's photos or you've ended up in that position where you're like trying to track someone down even, but it's just that thing where you go, I feel like I've seen too much.
Clearly that photo on the escalator is him at the Bucks party. That's what that looks like. If you're lying down on an escalator on the handrail, you've been at a Bucks party.
I mean, even if you've worked in one of the kiosks where they print the photos.
Yeah.
And you'd be printing them out going, oh, I've seen too much. Do you just hand them over politely and smile when you think?
Well, you'd have to check
them, wouldn't
you? Yeah, and
you'd have to check them. Back in the day, people still got processed their own personal photos, their own personal photos, because there was nowhere else to take them.
Did you receive someone else's photos?
Tell us what you saw.
Let's find out who else found somebody else's photos. We've got Rob in Madeley. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Rob. What have you seen?
I went away on a fishing trip with a mate about 4 or 5 years ago up north, had plenty of good photos, fish on there, came back to Perth. He said, hey, mate, I'll take the film in and I'll get it developed. I said, yeah, no worries. When I got my photos back in the actual envelope, he handed them over to me, I've got a couple of pictures of him and his wife doing the wall. She's sitting downstairs on him. So
he forgot. He just did double prints and didn't think it through.
No, he did not think it through. I was like looking at him, like, okay, yep. So I went across the road and I said to my mate, hey, these belong to you. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, have a look. And he goes, oh, my God. He said, don't say anything to anyone else. None of our mates. I said, no, never, never.
Oh, so g'day, mates. They're listening now.
probably are now.
Gee whiz. Far out is a little bit awkward, isn't it?
It's so intimate. It'd be worse, better if you don't know the person.
Yeah, because you've got to keep seeing them when you're good friends and stuff like that. This is... Oh, goodness.
Oh, look out, it's a call.
That's a studio phone.
Grab that.
Oh, hang on. Hello?
Hello there.
Oh, who have we got?
It's Lionel from Gosnells.
Oh, hi, Lionel. How are you going? Have you ever developed someone else's photos?
Yeah, I've got some very nice photos that weren't mine. Thank you very much. It was Lake Munger at sunrise. The ducks and swans against the glorious backdrop made me realise that God's in the small things if we only have the eyes to see.
Oh, thanks, Lionel. That was very...
Yeah, my pleasure.
It was poetic.
And also a bit hard to understand.
I do apologise. I won't drink so much next time I call.
That'd be good. Thank you, Lionel. Have a good day.
All right, lovely. Have a nice day.
Bye. Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Mix 94.5.